Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. I don't know about all of you here, but I get quite a few bogus phone calls, text messages, emails from folks who are trying to pull the wool over my eyes about offers, scams. Even with the best filters on my laptop and phone, it seems to have become a part of our world. I remember being brought up that lying is wrong. It is part of our Ten Commandments. In fact, the ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, it says. Do not lie. But fake news and lying has become so much part of our news that I saw the RSPCA put out a refute that the photo they'd put out showing a living room with over 100 dogs in it was truthful, not a fake photo. I actually looked up what the word refute meant, and to refute something is to deny with evidence to back your claim. So the RSPCA had put this photo out of what had come across, they had come across in their work. Maybe some of you saw it on the BBC News this week. A household where the dogs had grown in number to the extent that the house had hundreds of dogs living in it. And people are so used to fake news that they thought that the photo was fake, and they disputed this as having happened. And the RSPCA refuted it. They denied it was a fake photo, and they followed this with evidence of more photos and stories of the dogs, where they had rehomed them, etc. In fact, they all were doing amazingly well. Questioning is part of our human nature. And Thomas had missed out on meeting with Jesus the first Sunday this had happened. And Thomas says, I will not believe until I see Jesus myself. And Jesus, a week later, appears again in the locked room, saying, peace be with you. And he says to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach your hand into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Unrefuted evidence is given. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Well, much weight is often given to Thomas's doubts in these readings today. But in amongst our chatter and looking at Thomas, let us not forget the really big news that Jesus appeared in amongst the disciples in a locked room. The risen Christ appeared. The disciples had locked the door for fear of the Jews, and Jesus comes and says, peace be with you. And after this, he said, showed them his hands and his side. And it says the disciples were overjoyed. And Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you. And it says he breathed on them, received the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. Believing in the resurrection is central to our faith as Christians. Jesus is the Messiah. Going to the cross and being raised from the dead is what we believe. So what evidence do we have for this? Well, after his resurrection, Jesus made many appearances over the 40 days he walked the earth until his ascension to heaven. And there are many witnesses to this. We read them in the Bible, but there are also in other accounts at that time that were written down about what was happening. And they talked about these people saying, these followers of the way, having seen the risen Christ. But in our Bible, there are many witnesses to this. The first Mary Magdalene in the garden. Then there was to other women. There were other apostles. And even up to crowds of 500 people witnessed Jesus during this time, confirming Jesus' resurrection and his instructions to spread the gospel message to all. By this first Sunday evening, Easter Day, last week, Jesus had met with the disciples in the locked room. And he'd already met, first thing that morning, with Mary Magdalene in the garden. He met with other women too during that visit. He met with Simon Peter on that first Easter Sunday. He met with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus on that first Easter Sunday. And he met with the 10 disciples without Thomas. And then he appears again to the disciples with Thomas today, the day that we're celebrating, this Sunday, just 1 week ago. It seems a long time sometimes, doesn't it? That this week seems to have been taking a long time in my life, but it's just a week ago. So word will have been getting around already about this. The amazing fact that Jesus, who died on the cross, who was pronounced dead following Pilate telling the soldier to confirm his death, which he did with a sword in his side, and this was followed by Jesus' burial in the tomb. Sounds like they were certain Jesus was dead, and now he's appearing to all these folks. And as I say, over 40 days, Jesus appears to many. The disciples, the followers, were surprised, but would have become sure of it with so many encounters. And Peter speaks about this in the reading we heard from Acts today, pointing out this actually had been foretold by David the prophet, someone in the Jewish faith they held great esteem to. And he speaks to the crowds, it says, and he reminds them of what David had said. David had said in his prophecies that I'd seen the Lord always before me. I will not be shaken. My flesh will always live in hope. And he says to God that you have made known to me the ways of life, and you will make me full of gladness with your presence. And Peter says, well, David died and was buried. And he knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on the throne. This is Jesus. And for seeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah. He was not abandoned to Hades. His flesh did not experience corruption. And Peter concludes his speech today. This Jesus God raised up, and of that, all of us are witnesses. This Jesus God raised up, and of that, all of us are witnesses. He's saying, all of us disciples here, we've seen him. Doubting is part of human nature and not to be denied. We should question to make sure facts are true. Of course, we want to follow the true path. And here we seem to have, I'm sure, unrefuted evidence. Surely that is. So for us today, now 2,000 years later, we can reflect on what this means to us. We are those people who believe without having seen the risen Christ stand in front of us. It's not always easy, but it says we are blessed. The disciples were called to spread this good news to all because Jesus didn't come to save one nation, but all humankind, all creation, in fact. This week I have taken much hope in the cause for peace in the Middle East. I did, unfortunately, read the news this morning, which you always feel like the rug's being pulled back out from under you, but we live in hope that sense will reign and peace will begin, will prevail. And the ceasefire being held over between Russia and Ukraine as the Orthodox churches celebrate Easter. Again, very tentative, I've read, but it is happening. There is light shining in the darkness. We have to have hope in this. The tomb that Jesus broke free from, this dark, gloomy place of death. Well, God entered into that in full power and broke Jesus free. And we see this in our seasons here, reflected amongst us. It is something I always hold on to. It's my place of finding these truths. A spring erupts around us. And the flowers, the shrubs, the roots of our shrubs and trees, the bulbs, all held in darkness, in the cold bleakness of winter, they burst forth again, God is working with them. Creation, he knows that this will break free again. That is what is happening around us. Let us never give up hope in this in our lives. God is working out his plan for us all. Maybe not quite in the time scale we might want sometimes, but it is happening. One final thing I want to mention. We hear mention in our gospel reading about the Holy Spirit. That has come up many times in our readings during the season of Lent and our build up to Easter Sunday. The interaction of the Holy Spirit with Jesus, with those around him. The dove hovering over Jesus when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit leading Jesus into the wilderness. Jesus saying he would be leaving the disciples but sending a helper. In fact, earlier in John's Gospel, to the reading we had today, Jesus had said he needed to go so that the helper could be sent. It's in John 16, verse 7, Jesus needed to go so this could happen. And we have it here in our reading today. Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit on the disciples and says, "Peace be with you." We will shortly say the peace during our service, echoing these words. The peace that is in our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we will hear more about the Holy Spirit coming upon us in our coming weeks, in our readings. But today, let us hold on to the unrefuted truth that Jesus rose from the dead. And he will rise up in our lives and in all humanity. And we will see this in the joy we experience and in the darkness too. Let us hold on to that faith and hope, because it is undeniable. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.